Once more for danger.
All right. Hang on.
Danger walk.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, now that Glenn has finally shown up, I think we can get going. So,
what's up?
Save it for the podcast, Glenn. We're not ready yet.
You know, all this time, I thought you were kidding about the Zeppelin.
When it comes to airships, Jason never kids.
But we did have to get special permits to zip into Massachusetts airspace.
Sorry.
So, David, do you want to kick this off?
Am I still
you're
me
also
too?
You,
that's
yes.
Confused.
You're also you.
Oh, no. He's got Harpo again.
Hang on. I know how to fix this.
Thanks. I needed that.
Brought to you by Skin Bracer.
Hold on, everyone. Flock of geese.
Jesus.
Are those cobalt geese or regular geese?
Regular. Over there, those are Canadian geese.
Or cobalt geese.
Honky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez.
Hey.
Skin Bracer.
But I wasn't even honking.
You had the look.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get this radio show started. Already, Tesla meets the Galaxy Scouts. It's scene 4. Monty, you're up.
What up, my young-youngs?
Hey, that's my line. Cut.
Hey, that's my line. All right, from the top, scene 4. And go.
My gosh, Scoutmaster Green. Whatever is that on the monitor?
It looks like some kind of box hurtling towards the Copernicus.
Jumping Jupiter.
What is that?
Cut. Okay, Glenn, let's try that one more time.
What, that?
Yeah, that.
What?
The line.
What's this?
Stop that.
That's it.
Take 2. Oh, come on.
Skin Bracer by
Menon.
He's right. You had the look.
Hey, where is Phil anyway? I thought he was on this one, not with a bottle of bourbon.
He's topping off.
I'll say.
Okay. Listen, everyone, we don't have a lot of time to record this because we've done like 80 podcasts this week already. So let's stop the music. Nope, we're not ready for the music yet. All right, where were we?
What's that?
That's my cue.
That's your line.
What's what? Don't tell me.
Oh, boy.
And go.
What's that? I seem to have transmogrified the beryllium oscillators on re-entry from N-Space, and yet I find myself on what appears to be a scout ship of I'm sorry, there's this buzzing in my headphones.
I'm hearing it too. That's not going to affect the recording, is it?
I don't hear it, so maybe not?
No, I hear something. It's like this low humming in the background.
Oh, hang on. I think I can fix that.
Step, clop, step, clop, open, clop, clop. Close.
I thought he would never leave.
Slap.
Seriously?
Product placement.
By Menon.
Beryllium oscillators, so many ideas. Slap him again.
Slap.
Man, that is cathartic.
For you, maybe.
For all of us.
Open, step.
Hey, guys, look who I found in the cockpit.
I say, because I was flying the Zeppelin.
Czar is driving the Zeppelin.
No wonder we're crashing.
Hey, the humming's gone.
Well, I say, have I ever been in this cabin before? I stay cool, but hardly practical on a Zeppelin this size.
All right, let's go. Scene 3. 45.
My gosh, Scoutmaster Green, what is that on the monitor?
It looks like... Wait, John, if you're in here, who's flying the airship?
What's that? That's not in the script.
Relax. I put it on the autopilot.
Steve, there's no autopilot on the Zeppelin.
I said that's what I tried to tell him, Jason, but no.
There's barely a script.
Jason, hello. Come in, Jason. Scott, what is it? He's
Speak
turned the
boy.
Engines off, Captain. They're completely cold. It'll
Guys,
take 90 minutes to regenerate
blast.
Them.
I was just trying to make sure we sounded like a professional podcast.
Slap.
Five minutes.
Nice callback.
Yeah.
I guess we're never going to do that Interstellar episode.
Well, at least there's an upside to this.
Oh, thank God.
We're safe. Hey, Jason, what color is your parachute?
Pretty much white, standard, you know, issue parachute.
All right. I couldn't see it from way over here.
I think that white
Jason, is actually a pair of many colors.
Oh, my like pants are in a rainbow. Because I like Skittles so much.
Who even needs a parachute on a Zeppelin? They do fall very slowly when they crash.
that's
the Hindenburg.
the classic question, Dan. Who needs a parachute on a Zeppelin? Third base.
Star Trek. What does God need with a Zeppelin?
You should put a sign there.
Yeah.
I don't know whose turn it is.
Just two, and that's what Christmas is all about.
No, we haven't done the John line.
I suppose. Czar?
You want me to do it again?
See? Impractical.
I say impractical. Who even needs a drum kit on a Zeppelin?
Clearly we do.
Ba-dum-tsh.
And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Is this the end of the incomparable as we knew it? What will become of the radio theater? Tune in again next time when we hear Glenn say...
Is that my cue?
Oh.
All right, everyone. Holiday box sing-along.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. That was for you, Erica.
Oh, boy.
Just shoot me.
Or failing that, just shoot Steve.
It's the Incomparable Radio Theater coming soon to a crashing airship near you.
That was great, everyone. Now, let's do one more for safety.
What's that?
I don't get it.
By Menon?
By Menon.
Menon.
By Glenning.
By.
Ooh, not all Glenning.
All Glenning.
Well, that's going to be really easy to edit. So,
yeah.
I think we did that second take. I think there was a lot of really accurate, useful stuff there.
Yeah.
I think this released this as one unedited.
That was for safety, Monty. The second one was just for safety.